Blog
hey,
talk
okay,
radio.
We're going to start now.
This is my song about the food that goes in your mouth. What you put in, you get out. You're worth it if you're healthy. Don't forget to exercise. It will improve your quality of life. You need both of these to survive. You're worth it if you're healthy.
I'm your teacher when I'm talking. I need you to be quiet. Today's learning objective is all about your diet. Are you listening? If you're not, suggest that you try it, because knowledge is power, especially when you apply it.
So what's the diet then?
Simple, it's the food that you be eating. Shout to vegetarians, meat eaters, and all the vegans. You're needing a balance, and balance is keep you eating. Meaning, food is your route to improve your being.
More proof.
Okay, dude, let me hit you with the truth. A balanced diet can be split into seven key food groups. Number one, from a move, carbohydrates coming through. Bringing bread, pasta, rice, and sweet potatoes too. Number two, keep you lean, you gotta eat your protein. Get it from your meats and cheese, your nuts and your seeds. Number three, fruit and veg, you know the rest. Vitamins make you big and strong, like your parents said. Number four is kinda similar. Minerals be giving ya. Calcium and iron, you be flying when they're filling ya. Five is fiber, digestion keeps you regular. Find it in your cereals, I'm seriously telling ya. Six, hold on, wait, you threw a spanner in the mix. Often when you hear the word facts, it's negative. Telling you the bad, but not all of them is some tips. You draw energy from fats and dairy, nuts and fish. Just number seven is the clue, you gotta take a sip. Otherwise known as H2O, it keeps you hydrated. Keeps your body functioning, it keeps you feeling fit. Especially when you're mixing it with the other six, come on.
This is my song about the food that goes in your mouth. What you put in, you get out. You're for welfare.
Yo, verse 2, here we go. Lesson 2, welcome back to the track. Here we go. For a healthy, active lifestyle, the things you need to know. Let's kick it off with the physical. Can I get a witness? Challenging your body will only improve your fitness. And then it's mental, but I don't mean crazy. I'm talking about the thoughts in your head you create daily. Stress, insecurities, and negativity. Attack your self-esteem and limit productivity. Here. Quickly find your confidence and top it by aiming for the moon and the stars just like a rocket. Think good, feel good, aesthetically you look good. Turn your swagger on like a dawn, understood good. Finally it's social, to help you gotta be vocal. To build relationships, teamwork must be your focus. Work with others, communicate, cooperate. Always stimulate your mind, that's how you should operate. Before I kick, here's a couple more tips. You're gonna exercise every day for 20 minutes minimum. Keep the intensity fairly moderate. It's easy when you believe, so keep on thinking positive. So make a promise, kid, to see what you've been honored with. Limitless abilities, but how much do you want it, kid? Patience. Remember the master was once an amateur, which means you can develop from negatives like a camera. One life, there's one chance, you gotta make it spectacular. Seize the day, every day, now put that in your calendar. I guess that's it then, there's nothing more to show ya. Can somebody ring the bell, please? This lesson's over.
This is my song about the food that goes in your mouth. What you put in, you get out. You're for welfare, if you're healthy. Don't forget to exercise. It will improve your quality of life. You need both of these to survive. You're for welfare, if you're healthy. This is my song about the food that goes in your mouth. What you put in, you get out. You're for welfare, if you're healthy. Don't forget to exercise. It will improve your quality of life. You need both of these to survive. You're the one there if you help me.
Hey, nutritionally speaking. Hosted by Beverly and Andre. What's happening, Andre? You feeling that music?
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling that music. It's fire, man. I was just rocking to it. Just now.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, just like the music is fire, we are here to inspire. So we're going to tell our listeners they are tuned in live on Tribe Family Channel's debut of Nutritionally Speaking, hosted by Beverly and Andre. I'm Beverly. Obviously, that's Andre. Now, we're advocating for health and wellness. We're bringing our own experience right here to the table. So join the conversation. We're going to be giving live interviews, information. We're going to discuss home remedies, plant and vegan-based discussions. We're going to be putting the pharmaceutical industry on notice. So Nutritionally Speaking, again, live on Tribe Family Channel, is a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand. I am the creator, Beverly Black, the CEO of Gumbo for the Soul International. And Andre, tell them the company that you represent, how you bringing it.
So I have one of my companies is called That Vegan Mountain. It's just where I share, like, you know, like just history of like Black history and like vegan food and nutritional stuff, and like it's all the good things that I think just to wake the Black community up about. And I also have my T-shirt line. It's called Planty Knowledge, and that also that consists of two shirts that I have. It's called the two shirts. Sorry about that.
Oh, they're lovely too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one just basically just information. It's just a conversation starter. It's not just a shirt. And also, when someone purchases a shirt, you also interview them about just their experiences, or if they're trying to just move more into the conscious lifestyle, the vegan or plant based or any lifestyle, and also share that throughout the social media platform.
You know, and that is definitely, I could see where, because first of all, like I told you, your brand, your picture, your message, the T-shirts, the partners that you're working with and they're wearing the T-shirts, and all of it grabs you in. It speaks to this platform, Nutritionally Speaking. And what I do love, like you said, the shirt about eating your beets keeps the heart beating. And then you have another one. Tell us about that one.
Oh, that's the strawberry. Was it? Let's see. It's
good for the memory.
Oh yeah, strawberry good for the memory. Sincerely, strawberry. So strawberries, as any type of berries, are good for memory. I specifically chose strawberry. A lot of people are more familiar with that one. And yeah, that just thought that one. People love that one the most from the experience. And yeah, that one is just great. Yeah.
What I really love about it is that there's so many layers to it, because, you know, you're obviously wearing a shirt. It's colorful. It has a message of health and wellness and nutrition, and it gives you what the results of eating that particular fruit or vegetable will yield. So beets keeps your heart beating, strawberries being good for your memory. And that really drew me in. And so I cannot wait to see the rest of your product line. Now, for my particular side of health and wellness, I come in as a publisher, Gumbo for the Soul Publications, focusing on health and wellness. Our first publication focused on education, literacy in the Black community. When we published the book, it was at a 50% dropout rate. High school students were at a 50% dropout rate in the Black community. This was back in 2005 when we dropped the book, but I started in 2003. And the second book, we addressed adoption and foster care, dealing with an era where more grandparents were raising our kids. We're moving through the crack era of the 80s, going back to the results of that. So by 2003, you know, these kids are in their 20s now. You know, they're still in their teens, actually. Being raised, though, the 80s babies and then progressively the 90s. So I just want to say the XYZ generation, the 80s babies, an era when more were being transitioning into the grandparents' homes. So we focused on adoption and foster care. And then forward to 2007, we focused on breast cancer awareness. 2009, we focused on prostate cancer awareness. So nutritionally speaking, for me, is to advocate in these areas so that, like you said earlier, waking up our community to the different things that we need to be alert of and the information that we are, you know, providing that may not be readily available. And so we're waking up the pharmaceutical industry. We're putting the medical, industry on notice. I remember back in the days when, and you and I were having this conversation, where there were a lot of home remedies that went back to basics. And so you didn't see a lot of sickness with our elderly people. You didn't see a lot of bedside pill cases and different things. They would have a particular remedy or a particular folk family medical, you know, remedy that they handed down through the years. And that consisted of maybe a concoction of a couple of mixtures of natural herbs, maybe spices, honey, lemon, different things like that. So for my particular portion and what I will be covering for this season will be the folk remedies and going through about 1,001 home remedies. Of course, we're going to have to be very tight and concise, but my resource offers over 1,001 home remedies, and we're going to walk from A to Z. So I'm going to start with allergies and just kind of slow walk it down through the book until we get to wrinkles being the last particular alphabet that they have reached with the subject of health and wellness. And I think this is going to make for a very informative season. We're both going to have guests on, again, challenging the medical industry and the pharmaceutical industry, because everything that is produced for medicine has a natural derivative that was created naturally by our Creator. And we're going to go back to the genesis of that. For others, we're going to bring information that we need to be more aware of. There are different trends that are out there. We're dealing in times of fast forward. I'm talking about going from home remedies and when grandparents were around to pass these things on, to fast forward to the medical industry and the different things that a person can find themselves in the middle of with regards to their health. I've had to challenge the medical industry because my family has a history of breast cancer, and I had to challenge my own doctor and insurance company to pay for services so that I could have screenings for BRCA testing so that they could look at blood cells to see if I carried hereditary genes. So we are going to also have guests come on the season platform with us. They're going to be sharing information and knowledge about their own experiences, be it in the medical field, be it in practicing, natural practitioners, lifestyle changes. So we're going to be covering a lot of that. Now, our guest today, as we go through our inaugural show and introduce ourselves and what we're all about, we're also going to talk to a young lady. Her name is Denise Higgins, and she has a book out. She's going to tell us how she came to publish her book and how people can also purchase that book and the information that they may find to take advantage of in the book. And her story is so very unique because it brought me back to when a time back in the 80s when my own mother had a procedure, and her procedure could have gone a different way, and it wasn't challenged because we kind of take what the doctors say as word. But no, nutritionally speaking, is challenging everything. Everything that we have been taught to be passive about, everything that we have been taught to consider as a square meal, we have to rethink how we eat and how we live so that we can have a healthy life of longevity and just feel good, just like that song Coming On. It felt good to hear about what goes in your mouth comes out and the message that it delivered. So now, Andre, we're going to go back over to you. Mm-hmm. I want to know about your vegan journey. So since you're going to be co-hosting on the show, I think it's only fair for our listeners and our audience to also know what you're bringing to the table. We heard about your T-shirt line and the health messages. They're definitely conversation starters. So start this conversation between you and I before we get to our guest about how your vegan journey began. And then I want to know how you help others start theirs. So how did you first begin your vegan journey? What type of lifestyle did you have, and where did you make that switch to change over?
So my vegan journey started about 4 years ago, right after college. And during college, I had a very bad experience with acid reflux. And the reason being because of that, because I was going back and forth to school, and I was only getting like 3 to 4 hours sleep. And I would eat late at night, and that would cause the acid reflux. It was really bad. I had to go to the hospital and everything. You know, I had to really think about that. And that's one of the main reasons why I switched. Also, I think more about my future. And I feel like I made the switch right away. I just, like, jumped into it. So I gave up meat, I gave up dairy, I gave up processed food. And I just, like, kind of jumped right into it. I was actually eating fish just for a little bit during that process, but it is a journey, so people shouldn't feel like discouraged just because they're eating certain things. Sometimes some people tell me that they have a hard time just stop eating cheese or even fish. But for me, it was fish, and I stopped completely. And I noticed a lot of changes. I was able to think much better, better memory, more energy. I used to work out, and I was able to do more push-ups, more squats, more crunches. A lot more than usual, more reps, and I feel like I didn't really tell people. I more influenced people, more per se, like eating, just being around me, seeing what I eat and what I had, and I think they just tried it and they loved it, and I think more people are just like plant based. So I could tell you the difference between the different lifestyles. You have Itel, which is what I am. Itel is, it's more so no processed food at all, and just plants. Veganism, it's, you know, processed food, but it's vegan still. And also have pescatarian. pescatarianism, which is eating fish and plants, and yeah, plant-based is like kind of like saying you have like a salad with eggs, going back and forth from like veganism to eating, I guess, a little bit of meat and stuff. And yeah, I think that's how my journey started. And I just thought more about my future than anything else, about mm-hmm. my family and just everything. And then I had the idea of just creating, that vegan melanin, because I wanted to share my experiences and everything that I was thinking about and just put it out there. And that's how I started everything. And also with the mm-hmm. t-shirt line, which is, I started with my one of my good friends, and we just came up with it. And yeah, so that's basically how everything like started.
Wow. Now, the other day we were speaking on the phone, and I used acid reflux as an example.
Yeah.
You didn't say a word. I bet you said what? Hit the nail on the nose. Remember when I was talking about pizzas and tomato sauce and all of that, and your doctor said that you have acid reflux and shouldn't eat it, and you didn't say one mumbling word that you just... So my eyes just got big when you said that here, as I'm sure your eyes got big when I said it then. Well, what an amazing journey for you to press through a challenge and get to a solution. And that's what we do. We talk about a challenge and we get to the solution. And that's what I want to commend our guest on. So she's going to come on and tell us about herself, her book, what she talks about in her book, and how she arose at even writing the book in the first place. And she has a bit of a testimony. And, I want to encourage everyone to welcome Denise Higgins, author, speaker. What's happening, sister? Say hello to Andre. Andre, Denise, welcome to Nutritionally Speaking.
Hello, Andre. Hi, Beverly. I'm Denise Higgins, Arthur, A Secrets to a Beautiful You. Thank you for having me on the show.
It is our honor, privilege, and pleasure to have you here, Queen. We wouldn't have it any other way, because this is our debut show, and we know that you have a new book that dropped, and that you also, much like my co-host Andre, have a testimony that prompted you into action, where you said, no, not this queen, this is not how the story goes, and you rewrote the story, and you wrote a book, and you're speaking and telling people how they can get the book and how they can, too, better enhance their journey. So tell us about that journey and about that book and what led up to it.
Yes, well, relating to today's show, which is about nutrition, I was encouraged to write Secrets to a Beautiful You, because now that cosmetic surgery has been reduced, dramatically, the cost for the everyday woman to take part in, I wanted to educate my reader on how to properly prepare for pre-op and post-op cosmetic surgery and prepare their body. And in doing so, I take you from A to Z, from beginning to end, on my journey and how I did it. But relating to today's show, it speaks on nutrition. And once the reader takes place in the cosmetic enhancement, they have to change not their diet, but their lifestyle. And so my book speaks about nutrition and how one changes that. And it really goes into in educating the reader on, you really have to, in order to take your commitment serious that you have embarked upon, of changing the way you eat. And that goes into eating lean and clean. And you have to give up some of your past ways of eating. We have to give up that fat, that meat, all the sweets and, you know, cookies and all of that. And commit yourself to eating lean and clean. So that's what my book speaks on. And you can find it at...
I was just going to say, where can our listeners find your book?
www.secretstoabeautifulyou.com. That is my website. You can order the book. And I will autograph it for you. And you can pay for it through PayPal. I'm also, my book is also on ebook. It is also in Barnes and Noble's, but the fastest way to get it is through me, because I already have a stash of, you know, books waiting. Instead, if you want to go through my publisher, you have to wait 3 weeks. So it's faster to go through me.
Well, and I like to support authors, and I encourage everyone who wants to buy anyone's book, please support the author. They put in the hard work and the expense and the time and the dedication and the work. They did the work. The authors did the work to get the book out there. So we need to support the authors and go and get their work. And now I know that you're out there on the road in transit, and I want to thank you for taking the time out, and I hope everything is going well. Let me mute you for a minute and let me come back to you so that that
okay,
can be handled.
You.
Yeah, hang
okay,
on and go ahead and handle that because I know what's going on. So now, Andre, while our guest Denise handles a little situation while she's in transit, let our listeners know about your book because this is what this is about. We want to talk about some of the nutritional, or do you have your nutritional book out yet or is it forthcoming?
No, it's a nutritional book. Do you mean the book that we spoke about?
Okay, yeah, I'm confusing. Never mind. We'll talk about that book later.
Okay.
But I'm interested in any of the blogging or just like on your That Vegan Facebook page. You have almost 5,000 followers, and that I'm not talking about friends, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about following his brand. That's a different page altogether. If you can get more than 1,000 on Facebook following your brand, you're really doing something because it shows that you have built your brand. So tell us about some of the information from that page, That Vegan Melanin, because that's what drew me to you. That's how we met.
Yeah, that is how we met. So at first I wasn't sure like what the message I wanted to put out there, but now I have a good idea. And like what I do, I talk a lot about Black history, about everything like before, like where everything started in Africa, and talk about just everything that they used to eat and just the lifestyle they used to live, and also put, you know, just talk about, you know, like try to get people to engage. That's my main thing, try to get people to engage. And I would definitely tell people about like the plant-based lifestyle and the comparison between that and veganism. Some people are just confused about that, and also some people are confused about pescatarianism, and as in some people think that's veganism. And I talk about those things and the things that I post. I also post a lot of like children, like Black children, because a lot of times just in other pages they don't really do that, or just the media, they don't do certain things like that. Just especially a good example is what went on in Somalia, and there was a really like a huge drought over there, and And I just kept posting about those things. And these people just, you know, they really were engaging in those, and they didn't know. And I just thought those things, anything about Africa, I just post and post, but people are so disconnected from there. I think anything from the root, if you just go back to the root, you understand a lot of things, especially with Black love. And just it's everything, and just like remedies, home remedies. Like I talk about turmeric, which is one that's on my blog, like a turmeric toothpaste and like aloe vera. Just anything dealing with plants, I talk about those things, and like all the funny videos or funny posts, anything like that. And I put some of my post all that.
Now that's amazing, because yeah. I love to post Black positive images, children, and give quotes and mantras to accompany them. And you're absolutely right. You know, going back to the root of our origins, our history, we learn about what sustained our people, the rich royal heritage that we're from. And we're the survivors of the diaspora of one nation, and that nation is Africa. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this. You talked about the challenges with acid reflux, and our guest, she talked about, you know, nutrition when it comes to operative, pre and post-operative health. And I thought that was very interesting, because that is just something that you don't hear these conversations in our community. So, again, I definitely want our listeners to support Denise Higgins and go out and buy her book. And she'll come back on before the close of the show. She has some more information that she wants to tell us and to remind us where we can get our own personally autographed copy directly from the author. Yes, that's the route we're taking. Yeah. So with that said, let's talk about some of the points that Denise brought up when it comes to nutrition and the things that go into our body. You know, from a medical standpoint, you know, when you went to the doctor and you learned about your medical struggle, what were some of the recommendations? Obviously, tomato sauce, you know, would hinder your health. I would imagine that would be a challenge from my knowledge base. But what are some of the health suggestions that you were given from a medical standpoint, tying into Denise's message of that it is very important for us to consider our pre- and post-operative health? We never know if we may have to go in for something routine as an eye cataract, but we have high blood pressure and can't get it. Mm-hmm. So how do we eat? How were you, what suggestions were you given?
Like from the doctor. So the doctor told me the problem. They told me acid reflux. So he tried to give me some pills, and I took the pills, but I didn't take them. I took them from him, but I didn't take them. So I just did some research, and I heard about like the alkaline diet. That's basically consists of like high content of water, like water and like fruits that contain water, vegetables contain water, like papaya, pineapple, oranges, just everything. And then I did that. I was just drinking a lot of water, eating, and my acid reflux is actually gone because of that, because I was doing that. And
awesome.
And also, mucus is basically the root of basically all the disease. This is what Dr. Sebi, one of his quotes. And in order to get rid of the mucus, you have to just flush it out with, you know, alkaline diet, just water. Especially like fasting is also good, just straight water. I do that sometimes. Like today, I just had fruits. I had pineapple and oranges. I had papaya, just a lot of water. I didn't really eat a solid meal. I just like had those things, and I'm fine. And I also work out twice a day, in the morning and night, do that. And it really helps me with energy. And yeah, and it's been a while since I've been sick. Like, it's been a long time since 4 years ago. Yeah.
Right. Now, you just dropped an interesting bomb. You said mucus. Did you say mucus is the source of all diseases, the doctors? So basically, mucus is your body fighting off something and pushing it out in the form, encapsulating it in mucus and pushing it out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah.
Maybe not pushing it out of your body, but it's definitely encapsulating the point of sickness.
Yeah. So mucus is actually good for the body. Just excessive mucus is really not good, because if we don't have no mucus at all in our body, we wouldn't be alive, because we need that to help us, you know, when we chew our food and we swallow it down our esophagus. And like I said, getting rid of that, the mucus is a straight alkaline diet. Just not, some people think that they need to eat heavy food every single day in order to get full. Actually, I don't eat to get full. Like I eat my fruits and I'm fine. I have a bowl of fruit in the morning, I feel full, but it's like, it's just straight, basically water. But, I think the mucus is definitely what it is. They won't tell you that though. A lot of them, they notice, but they won't tell you. And that's why, I don't know if you know who Dr. Sabi is. He's, he has a lot of knowledge.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Rest his soul.
Yeah.
So, let me check back with our guest. And like I said, an emergency cropped up and she's having a little situation. And, but we're going to check back with our guest to see if she's ready to chime back in and tell us some of the health benefits that she would like to suggest to our listeners. Denise, do you want to suggest to our listeners some of the health benefits that they should look into before any pre-op surgery?
Well, yes, and thank you for coming back to check on me. I am very truthful to my readers and my followers. I did have an emergency. My car broke down on the road, so I'm sorry I'm being picked up by AAA, but I'm very faithful to the Tribal family for even giving me the opportunity. So, readers, just bear in with us. We are going to make this happen.
It's already happening, honey. There is no apology necessary. It is in effect right now, okay? We got this, and the main thing is that you're safe, queen, and we know your level of dedication and hard work is there. Tell us about that beautiful book. You have a beautiful picture on your book cover. You're rocking that. Now, tell us the name of the book, where we can go get it again, and then some nutritional suggestions, like Andre was speaking about fruit and water. Drop something on our listeners. Go ahead.
Yes. So the name of the book, again, is Secrets to a Beautiful You. And Andre, I commend you. I'm over here just rooting you on as you were talking. I couldn't hardly keep quiet because my book and your book, it strongly relates. And to my reader, I educate to my reader that in order to switch to eating lean and clean, you follow the suggestions I give them in the book. For example, let go of the dairy products and drink more water and alkaline water. Learn to research the food that you will need to put into your body, your foundation, now that you have enhanced your body. And in order for your foundation to stay alive, you have to eat lean and clean. And one of the things is pineapple. And I was over here just cheering you on, Andre, because yes, this pineapple is very good because it's good for inflammation. Other things that I eat. Now, I do eat fish. I eat baked. I don't encourage my readers to eat fried foods. You have to eat baked or broil. So those are the things. You can't indulge in greens, collard greens, broccoli. Most women, they want to eat broccoli or cheese. You got to let all of that go. Why? Because it sticks to you after you have your tummy tuck. And this is for both men and women. So after you invest in all of that money, you want to eat lean and clean so that you can keep the new beautiful you.
And, you know, it's also about being, I would say, preventative medicine, you know, and knowing your body.
You know, preventative
yeah.
medicine and knowing your body. Because when you go to the doctor, the first thing they ask you is your family history and what runs in your family or not. And if you haven't become acquiesced to your own health and your body and how it behaves and reacts, you 9 times out of 10 can't tell the doctor anything about what's going on with you to be able to give the proper feedback so that together you come up with the proper diagnosis. You don't just sit there and let them tell you what's the deal with you and push this and that on you. Andre, I'm like you. I accepted the pills, but they were hanging up in the bag in the closet until they got old and I threw them away. Now,
yeah.
what Denise is talking about is we're living in a day and age where, let's take it back to love and hip hop or love, period. You can love yourself and you can enhance yourself these days with different surgeries and create the you that you would like to see in the mirror. Now, one thing that people need to be aware of and educated about is that's not something you just jump into. And so Denise, she lets her readers understand and her followers and anyone else that wants to get on board with this young sister and what she is delivering is about knowing your body and designing what you want for you, but you can't just be haphazard about it. You have to have a sense of nutrition about it. You have to have a sense of wherewithal about your body, and then you have to, after any enhancements, maintain, like she said, your foundation. Now, we know that she's riding along with Triple A, they're getting her to her destination. But she's gonna jump back in here. We're not mad about the radio. He got a radio. He got to keep business going, and we're thankful that he had his radio on when you called. See, anything can happen. Life happens, and Andre and I had this conversation, and life happens, and it's happening right here live to remind our listeners on Tribe Family Channel, Nutritionally Speaking, hosted by Debbie and Andre every first Saturday. Nutritionally Speaking has a guest, and she has a little situation, and we're riding along with her. So Denise Higgins, again, you have a testimony. Do you want to tell our listeners what brought you to the point of publishing the book to begin with?
Well, it's not about me. It's always about helping others. And my girlfriend came into a crisis when she had her enhancement. I didn't know anything about cosmetic surgery. And so I had to get in there and learn because my dear friend, life was, you know, was at stake. So I just thought about, hey, I got to become an advocate for all women and put some type of book out there so they will know the basics. You just don't jump right in the kitchen on the hot stove, you know, right in the line of fire preparing your body before, you know, you have your procedure done. And doctors, they want to tell you, but they don't have the time. And so they're consultants. They're supposed to tell you, but they don't. You know, they don't give you all the ins and outs. And then the individual goes home, and they don't have anything to rely on. So my book is a very good tool that they should invest in. I tell, you know, women all the time, you're going to need something, you know, to rely on when there's no one there and you want to ask questions, especially especially when you've gone abroad to have your procedure, because the United States is quite costly. It's three times the cost of what it is if you go out of the country to have it. So that's the reason why I birthed Secrets to a Beautiful You. And its journey is doing quite well and getting out its message about the book. I do
wonderful.
Want to
now, where can our listeners pick up the book again? Shout that out again.
Yes, my website is www.secretstoabeautifulyou.com. And also, if you need consultation services, you can reach me at 510-925-0218, and I will gladly consult you.
Absolutely. Well, Denise, we want to thank you for taking out the time to be on our show. And I want to remind our listeners that they can also catch up with you because you're doing a book tour. And I know that you're going to be on the Book Club Hub February 13th, live on Tribe Family Channel. So y'all look for Denise. She's making her book tour circuit. Her new book, Secrets to a Beautiful You, is available on her website. So you be safe out there, Queen, and we'll talk to you
soon, okay?
It's my honor.
Bye,
you can
Andre.
Continue.
All right, bye.
You can continue listening if you like, but thank you so much for being on our show, Nutritionally Speaking, Beverly and Andre, all right?
Thank you so much for having me. God bless you all.
God bless. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Andre. So now it was so nice talking to Denise and listening to the different suggestions that she has to offer. And we want to thank her for taking out the time in her emergency to still make the commitment. And I want to encourage our listeners and our archived listeners who will visit the studio, blogtalkradio.com/Gumbo for the Soul, to hear the replay of this show. And what I find so important is because this sister is bringing a message that we don't hear, but we do see everyone getting the body enhancements. Now, she had a friend who needed her in a situation, and when she answered that call, doing her research, she walked through that journey gathering those seeds to be able to have and offer that information, ultimately publishing a book. And that's, you know, a beautiful thing, focusing on health and wellness and addressing a topic that we do not address, and that is body enhancements and the pre- and post-op health needs that you have to address. I've never had body enhancements. I don't plan to. At 58 years old, if it's not enhanced enough, it never will be. I exercise every other day. I am an advocate for health and wellness, and I am that thing that you called, Andre. I'm not a vegan. I'm not a whatever, but it's the other one.
So plant-based?
No, I'm not plant-based. I do eat shrimp. How do you say that?
Pescatarian. Pescatarian.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
I'll get it later. I'm that.
All right, cool.
In fact, I'm going to eat some fish today. Had some shrimp yesterday. Not going to play. So, you know, but I do encourage people to fall back from, you know, a lot of the foods that you already know and you've been told it's not good for you. You can see it's not good for you. You know how it makes you feel when you finish eating it. And think logically. Think logically. And I want to encourage mothers, prenatal women, think about breastfeeding your child. And when your milk is done, no more milk. That's what God provided, milk to that child. Now, if for some medical reason you cannot breastfeed, then we understand. But we need to encourage the beautiful black family images that project healthy living in our community. So you have been tuned into Nutritionally Speaking, hosted by Beverly and Andre. We will be back first Saturday, March, what is that? Calendar all jacked up over here, March 3rd. And Andre, I know you may have some final thoughts for our listeners, and then we want you to tell them where they can find you on social media. Shout out your info.
So you could find me on, you could visit my website, thatveganmelanin.com. You could find, I have a book on there. I also have a nutritional guide you could find on there. It's about 10 pages long. It's just like a basic nutritional guide. And find me on Instagram, that_vegan_melanin. And that is spelled THAT. And on Facebook is thatveganmelanin, no underscores in between. And also my T-shirt line, Planty Knowledge. You can find us on there, and just purchase a shirt. And when you purchase a shirt, I'll definitely give you a shout out and throw you some interview questions, and you'll be all over the place on social media, on Instagram and Facebook. And
woo-hoo.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
All right, well, you know what, I better get my strawberry shirt rocking over here, y'all, because I love brand placement. And I'm Beverly Black. I'm the creator of Nutritionally Speaking. I'm the creator of Tribe Family Channel, and I am the creator of Gumbo for the Soul International and the Gumbo for the Soul anthology series, focusing on health and wellness. You can find us on Facebook at, well, let me back up. You can find us at gumbofortheSoulInternational.com. You can also email us at gumbofortheSoulInternational@gmail.com. TribeFamilyChannel@gmail.com. If you're considering being a guest on this platform, our next show, March, what is it, say, 3rd? Let me stop putting the calendar down. March 3rd, we are going to break out these publications. Like Andre said, he has a nutritional guide, and we need to know how to address our nutrition. So he's going to guide us through it on this journey. He's qualified and quantified himself on this inaugural debut show of Nutritionally Speaking, and we're so thankful and grateful to have you, Andre. Your voice, your energy, and your message. We're going to support you 100%, and we are thankful to our listeners. Be sure to tune in to Tribe Family Channel tomorrow. I will be hosting Confessions of Me Too Moments on The Woman at the Well. My guest is Dr. Carlia East. She is a psychologist, psychotherapist. She has an amazing book called The Hangover, 12 Steps to Emotional Sobriety. You do not want to miss that show. This is season, I want to say, 7 of The Woman at the Well, but we are now dealing with Me Too moments. So be sure to catch up with Tribe Family Channel on Facebook.com/Tribe Family Channel, and follow our studio, blogtalkradio.com/Gumbo for the Soul. We're going to go out with another song that you've never heard before, but it's definitely going to hit you in that main frame upside your brain, that frontal lobe. Oh, did I forget to mention I'm sapiosexual? So it's all about that mind, y'all. Get in your mind and your body will follow. I'm Beverly Black, Nutritionally Speaking. Andre, we're out.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Thank you for being here. We're out. Here we go.
You are what you eat. Here's some food for thought.
Yo, we got a little nutrition lesson for you.
Drop the beat.
Nutrition ration. collaborate and listen. Mr. H has got a lesson on nutrition. Ask yourself what you're putting in your system. Fill up on that good fuel, no dismissing. Feeling like a rock star, your body's like a sports car. Driving a state on par, got it so far. Wouldn't want you feeling confused, feeling fooled. Follow Michael Pollan's book on food rules. Let's start with a little food for thought. Stick to the foods that'll eventually rot. For instance, you know those Oreos. Processed food you should forego. If grandma does not recognize it as a real food, then you should despise it. Like hydrogenated, barely pronounce it. If it sounds like a chemical, better bet trounce it.
Eat real food, baby. Eat real food, baby. Eat real food, baby. Eat real food, baby.
Now that this lesson is jumping, false food claims, myths were debunking. Avoid food products making health claims and the ones with light non-fat in their name. Avoid the foods advertised on TV. Eat mostly plants, really leafy. Like every language calls it the same, like Big Mac. Put it in the food hall of shame. The wider the bread, the sooner you'll be dead. If you eat meat, check, see how it was fed. Yo, listen up, when you drive through a drive-thru, fast food fools nutrients deprive you. Hold up, sipping supersized sodas, loads of sugar, hurting health, getting older. Look at the list of ingredients on the label. More than five, advise leave off your table. Veg out on fruits and veggies. Eat as much as you want to fill your belly. Just like a rainbow, eat so many colors. A nutritional pot of gold you'll discover.
Less is more.
Small portions on your plate. Overindulge translates to overweight. Here's a tip, next time you're at your grocery, shop the perimeter fresh foods like poultry. Hopefully, take these ideas to heart. Eat locally, give your health a fresh start. Cook for yourself, not rely on a baker, cause they get control of the salt shaker. Eat sweet foods as you find them in nature, rather add in sugar to give it flavor.
So what you're saying is that we should
eat real food, baby. Eat real food, baby. Eat real food, baby. Eat real food, baby.
Organic. Paychecks in a panic. Probably should apply to produce and botanics. Eat less red meat, more fatty fish like salmon. If this is news, diet needs to be examined. Stop cutting carbs, crazy fat diets. Teach yourself how to cook, not fry it. Straight to the point, no faking. Cooking these rhymes like a pound of bacon. You must eat slow, in moderation. Stuff yourself silly, obesity you'll be facing. If you like sweets, treat treats as treats. Yeah. Only live once, sometimes you gotta cheat. Break these rules once in a while. No feeling guilty, won't be no trial.
Hopefully this song gives you ambition to improve your nutrition.
Eat real food, baby. Eat real food, baby. Eat real food, baby. Eat real food, baby.
Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to nutrition.
I'm Mr. H.